and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. A day 387. How are we all doing? It's been crazy here, hasn't it, Mike?
It has indeed.
Oh, yes. We've had the four seasons all in one day. Not even joking. We have had rain. We have had hail. Had a hailstorm, a snowstorm, and now you could sling a bikini on. Blue sky. Unbelievable. But tell us how you're doing wherever you are. I'm sure Jonathan suffered all of this as well, you know. Hello, Renee. Hello, Jonathan. Oh, Jonathan, an extra Y will have taken you that fraction of a second longer. 387. Indeed, I know. We are only 13 days away from 400. It's cold. It is cold, Jonathan. Now, you see, I can explain how this happened. It was all our fault. We had the heaters up here, and it was like, I'm boiling, Mike, I need a fan. So the heaters went downstairs. Now, freezing. Sun's shining, but it's freezing. Honestly, we have had the four seasons today. And unfortunately, they said snow and hailstorm happened before the lovely Lola was heading out for a walk. So she's got a disgusted look on her face, hasn't she?
She has.
As though, Father, how could you have done this? and our holiday. How's our holiday going? Busman's holiday. Let's just say a busman's holiday. Should we say that, Mike?
Yes.
Yes, I think we can say that. But how is everybody else? Hello, Simon. Long time no see. How are you doing? 3 degrees without Diana Ross. it's not bad, let's say that. But I did think, like young Jonathan was saying, Lola nicked the quilt off me, didn't she?
She did.
So I'm saying to Mike, I'm cold. And he's saying, well, it's fine. No, Mike, I'm cold. Next minute, a blanket was thrown over me from afar. I might need that blanket tonight because it's cold in here now.
Where is it?
It's on the exercise bike.
Oh, right.
You know that wonderful device we have that is so amazing for stacking stuff on?
Yeah.
That one. Hello, Tracy. How are you doing? I still owe you some shows. Working on it.
Right, do you want to unplay?
Working on it. Oh, of course she does. You're going to need to move your chair, Daddy. Right, out of my way, Father. Come on.
Come on.
There you go. Nutmeg him. Whee! Out she's gone. She's a happy girl. So what have you all been up to? It feels like the second proper day of our holiday. The only problem with today is it feels like Monday. And it's not. It's Tuesday. Which means I think I've got longer to prepare for the weekend than I have. Oh, dear. So I'm going to have to knuckle down at some point, aren't I? We are playing with our procedures here. Stuff that if it was all organised means that we'd be able to do more of what we like. So we've been trying to sort things out, but all we've managed to do is break things more. Not kidding, sadly. I know, it's all my fault. All we needed to do was copy some text out of Notion, and that was where it all started to fall apart. This text was formatted with colour on it, and Mike had made some of it italic. Should have worked absolutely fine. Hello, Anthony. Oh, Kim. Kim's in. Hello, Kim. So we copied it, and then we pasted it where it was going. And because Notion uses Markdown, we ended up with stars wrapped round what was italic, double stars wrapped round what should have been bold, an indent at the beginning that wasn't there. So where that came from, who knows? Then between the bullet point and the first character of text, instead of it being a space, which it should have been, it was a tab. So we actually at that point had two tabs that we didn't actually need. So I'm looking at it thinking this isn't going to work. So it's one of those things where, you know, the whole thing, the job's done and it's written, and then you try and take it out and, oh no, it went on for hours. I've sorted it out now, but there isn't a very automatic way to do it. I got it in as far as Scrivener when I discovered the tabs. That was where I found the tabs. In Scrivener, there is a secret way to search for invisible characters. It's ridiculous. They want to kick up their backside. You have to know the secret code on your keyboard in terms of there's characters that you hold down and then you press other keys and then tabs appear in the search box or carriage returns appear in the search box. Wasn't appearing in mine, I can assure you. Was appearing in Mike's. Then I remembered I had, I've got an app installed called Witch, and Witch enables you, it's a bit like, you know, when you Alt and Tab, well, Command and Tab. It's a bit like that. It's a power feature. I only use it for one particular thing. And what had happened was it had grabbed the shortcut key that Scrivener wanted. This is how it happens. Why can't I just recode everything? But they won't let me do that. So I had to disable Witch so I could get this thing in the dialogue box. So not a happy bunny. Managed to do it, but not a happy bunny. Have been a happier bunny. Right, what's going on here? Hello, Alex. I need to get in Slack, don't I? See the bear adventure. Bears in your garden. They're just too terrifying. Well, we have foxes. Oh, the fox ran away today. The fox that intimidates every other cat and dog in the neighbourhood. So if somebody's out walking the dog and the fox wanders along, the fox will just walk up the middle of the road, cool as you like, and start growling and squealing at all the cats and dogs. I don't think this particular fox, this is the fox, the brave fox, this one, the insane fox. Don't think he'd seen Lola before. She comes flying round the corner, on the lead, obviously. And the fox is cool as you like, walking up the middle of the road. He sets eyes on her, squeals like crazy, and legs it. I think he thought he'd just met a polar bear. Now, having said that, she is bigger than the fox, but that's not the point. But yes, the fox was scared of Lola. Oh, how cool. Angie says, it's cold there too. Looks like a nice spring evening. It does from the inside. If you look out, it looks beautiful. You think to yourself, oh, I just need to sit in the garden with six of my closest friends. And then you feel the temperature and it's like, no, not good. It was -2 last night. But I didn't think after yesterday's 3 flakes of snow, I didn't expect the snowstorm we had today. I will be honest. Did not see that coming. So what happened was Mike's busy working. I'm busy working. Dogs are all asleep, curled up next to us. And I thought, what's that noise? And it was like somebody tapping on the window. Glanced round, hailstorm outside. And then as I was looking at it, thinking, no, it's a hailstorm. They're definitely hailstones. Then the snow started. But the thing was, it was amazingly windy to start with. So when the wind got up, the whole lot just swirled together and people were running for cover. Yeah, average summer day in the UK. What can I say? Witch or Witch? It was Witch, W-I-T-C-H, the Witch app. Witch app, I only use it for one thing. And I don't know why the Mac have never deployed this. But many moons ago, if you think of an app like Word, you may have like 5 files open and want to switch between them. So like an app switcher, but not for switching between apps, it's a file switcher for switching between files. And I have mine hooked up to Option Backtick because it's quite close to it. And I just treat that as though that's a Mac key, never thinking in my head, you know, that it's not. Because Witch is one of these set it and forget it apps. But it also has the ability to give you a completely different app switcher if you want to use it. And that was the key that was wired up to it. But I cannot understand why Apple have never implemented a document switcher. A file switcher where you're in an app like Word or Pages or Keynote and you can use some kind of key to get between the open files because the other ways of doing it are all long-winded, but they didn't. So that's why I've got Witch installed. I use it for one thing. It can do much more than that, but I only need it to do that one thing. And that one thing it does brilliantly. Couldn't live without it. It's one of those apps. Oh, Kiva was asleep when the bears arrived, but not for long. They're beautiful, but really no longer afraid of humans. Now, that's scary, isn't it? Oh, dear. I do like bears, but you know, in an appropriate environment, not my back garden. No, that would terrify me. CQ, Deb, CQ. Oh, it's snowing where Renee is. Oh, we've clearly sent it your way, Renee. Better things to come, because now it's coolish. But it's not snowing anymore. And the sun is shining, but it's still cool. Oh, urban foxes have no fear usually. Well done, Lola. Can I borrow her to look after my hens? Did not you know you had hens, Alex? That's cool. Lola didn't do a thing. All she did was walk round the corner and then the thing scarpered. They don't usually. You're quite right. They are really bold creatures. I just think walking up the main road, you know, middle of the road, not the wisest thing. They don't kind of skulk around in the hedges. They are really, really confrontational in a way. But the neighbourhood cats just run a mile and the dogs aren't keen either. But Lola didn't even get a chance to say anything. She didn't even utter one kind of bark. He just stopped dead. Mike said you should have seen him. He stopped dead, took one look and legged it. Maybe we need like a scarecrow Lola. That'd be cool as well. Oh, Tracy says biting cold wind, but no snow yet. I think we'd have a long way to go to get snow to you, wouldn't we, Tracy? How often does it snow where you are? Actually, you're quite near the Pyrenees, aren't you? It might be. You never know. And Kim's got a wonderful, unusually sunny day in Seattle. I don't mind it cold as long as I know it's going to be cold. Do you know what I mean? But the weather is all over the place. So I don't know whether to bring the fan in, the fire in, or get a bikini out. I honestly don't know. Good night, Jonathan. Oh, Kim's been working on an LMS system in Notion with lots of questions. That's fantastic. Get them all noted down, Kim. Yesterday, we tidied up one of our 2.0 dashboards, ready for the demonstration on Friday. So we're trying to pull everything together whilst in the midst of doing everything else as well. But that took us time today. The issue of trying to get stuff out. There's one feature in Notion and it's there, but the peasants are not allowed to have it. It's an enterprise level only feature. Now, we already pay, but not at enterprise level. But I don't think the enterprise level people get any more than we do. So I don't know why we can't have this feature. But you're in a database. Well, let's say you've got an item, like a show. And in the show, you've got like five... you've got a database underneath, like we do with After Hours. After Hours has a record in a database, and then within it, it pulls through records from another database and filters them for only that show. So you might have 10 to 12 items in this database. I just want to click on it and get a PDF of all of them. And I know the feature is available, but only at enterprise level. So you just kind of accept it. Well, it doesn't do that. And then, of course, you get Craft. And Craft does that with big brass knobs on. And it's beautiful. And now I'm like more peeved that Notion doesn't. Because those PDFs that are created, what I did with them. So I've got a running order for, say, Bridge from the weekend. That is in our content creation system. And that's in Notion. But so I've got access to my running order and any like... how Mike does it is he will put down like a long formula in case he needs to copy and paste it. Like when I went bracket blind. So we have that. And the only way to have it, so it's offline, because Notion doesn't do that, is Craft. So it's all in Craft. And then at the end of it, what I do is I just take the PDF from Craft, generate a PDF from Craft and stick it in Notion and I'm done. So now I'm more peeved that I can't get that out of Notion and go the other way. Oh, problems, hey. Oh, an idea for Madame A, Vivaldi. That's a good idea. That is a good idea. That is such a good browser. It is. I'm having real problems at the moment with Firefox. Because not Firefox in itself, it's the extensions. Not every extension maker makes an extension for Firefox. There'll be one for Chrome, which of course will work in Vivaldi and Canary and you name it, Brave, but they won't make one for Firefox. So I can't even sideload it into Firefox. And that's giving me real problems because there's one extension in particular, but I think there was two I was thinking about. One is the one that copies the title of the page and the link of the page and pastes it in Markdown. That is like, oh, my world is complete. Seriously, that is so good. That was the one that I showed when Sarah needed it for the yoga thing. That one does not work in Firefox. Having said that, the new deployment of extensions in Chrome is absolutely appalling. You used to have the ability to have an extension installed, have it available for use, but hidden at the top of a menu. So you had to click on like the extension button and you got this menu, and at the top of it were all of what I used to consider my secondary things. So secondary in terms of, I don't want to do that every 5 minutes, but when I do want to do it, I want it to be easy to get to. So I'm thinking something like DevonThink, clipping to DevonThink. My Notion Clipper is a primary thing, so that's a button on the toolbar. They've changed it and they've made it like it looks like a puzzle piece, and you click on it and it's like, okay, we can do this. But really, it's not alphabetical. I can't reorder them. They're organised by those requiring full access, those where access is requested, those where access isn't needed. And I'm looking up and down this thing. I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it. And I don't want to have all of these buttons on the toolbar because, you know, I hardly use some of them. They're just there for specialist things. I cannot be doing with it. I did install one that was fantastic, and that was difficult to get for Chrome. It stops YouTube videos auto-playing. It's like, yes. And I could only find one that worked. But I am having trouble with Firefox. And I said, if you remember, I'm only going to use Vivaldi for hosting Notion. And now I'm like, Vivaldi's brilliant. It does everything. I love it. So I might have to switch to Vivaldi totally. Oh, poor Firefox. It's just the extensions, missing extensions. Hello! I'm telling them all how she terrified the fox and it legged it.
Yes.
Lucky, lucky Lola. Alex has got chickens. She wants to borrow Lola to scare them off. Kim's totally right. I could do with sending Alex a giant Lola cutout. Or better still, do you know, when we lost Maya, I said, I want a stuffy Samoyed. Could I find a stuffy Samoyed? No. And when I did, it was so tiny. I said, no. A real life-size one, Mike. There's obviously a gap in the market there. Fox fighters. That's what I could brand them as. That'd be brilliant. We'll have to do that. We will. It should snow regularly in winter where Tracy is. You're at 1,800 feet. I've no idea where we are, but it snows when it snows. And if that's Easter, then there you go. It's Easter. What can I say? Oh, Deb's got it 72 and sunny skies.
Come on.
It could do with being a couple of degrees higher than it is at the moment. Only a couple.
Oh, come here.
But there you go. What's she doing, Lola?
Come here.
What's she doing? Oh, she said, did you bring up the dentist sticks that you didn't have before? Because now Kim's here and she could have a dentist stick.
No, because she's had a dentist stick.
Yes, I know she's had one dentist stick, but now you've got no other dentist sticks.
Right.
The drawer's half empty. She's going to phone the police, you know, or the RSPCA. Yes.
But she's got pigs in blankets downstairs.
Oh, yes. She's had pigs in blankets today.
Yeah.
She's a lucky dog.
The ones we didn't want.
Yeah, I wasn't keen on them, to be honest.
Nor was I.
In fact, they actually smelt better than the other ones.
But she loves them.
But she loves them. She absolutely loves them.
Oi, stop it.
Daddy said to her, you can't have one, it's too hot. So Mummy picked one up and Mummy blew on it and blew on it and blew on it until it was cool enough for her. Talk about Princess. She's just too cute. Kim's had an idea for Mad May.
I've seen it.
Yeah, that's a cool idea, that, isn't it? Oh dear, Tracy, is there going to be a Mad May? You must have missed it, Tracy. Yes, I announced it at the end of the bridge session.
She hasn't caught up.
You've not caught up with Adobe Bridge, have you? It was announced at the end. It was a surprise. Oh dear, Tony's losing the will with his Mac. 7 months old and dips on speed to the extent you could launch it. Could launch it? MacBook Pro and internet speed is fine. What would I do before calling Apple? So is this... let's have a look. is this an iMac? Let's start with, is it an iMac? A 7 months old...
No, it's a MacBook Pro.
No, oh, he says no. My MacBook Pro and internet is fine.
Yeah.
So when you say... First off, is it an iMac? Let's get an answer to that. Right. Loving that, Renee joking June. right, is it an iMac? And what is it that you're trying to do that's slower than it was? Right, yes, it's an iMac. What particularly is slow? Is it downloading stuff? Is it loading pages? Is it using a particular app? Is it transferring data? What bit is slow about it that's driving you insane? I mean, I will say with mine, the old one was appalling. There's just no words for it. It was appalling. The fans would come on particularly, for no particular reason. And I'm thinking, I'm not doing anything. But then I'm blaming myself, thinking, well, it's clearly you. The new one, at the very, very beginning, I set it up very rudimentary and then did a show with it. And it was totally quiet all night. Now the fans are coming on a little bit. So I'm wondering if it's like cached stuff. I don't know. Honestly, don't know. Right, so what is it you're trying to do? There you go. Let me know. Tracy hasn't caught up yet. You'll get there. Oh, what's this? What have I got from Renee? Let's have a look.
It's a Samoyed. I've seen it.
Let me see. Oh, that is just too cute. Could you imagine? Oh my, there's one there. That's just how Lola sits. Can you see the one at the bottom, Mike? That one.
Yeah.
Although that's an Arctic fox.
With the tail whacking.
Yeah, but she lies like that. Let me get this picky. Behave yourself, girl, or you'll be out again.
See what you're doing.
Yes, Daddy's got eyes. Daddy can see what you're up to.
We took chicken out. Sweet chicken.
Right, let me... Oh, now there's an update available. Crying out loud. This is an Arctic fox. You can tell the difference. The face is different shape. And it's got, like, dark ears. But the way it sat, where it's, like, on its tummy, with its back legs stretched out, that's exactly how Lola sits down every now and then. Isn't that just cute? Oh, Renee, I might have to buy one of those. That is adorable. Thing is, you know, normally when you get a toy like that, a stuffy, they're cuter than the actual dog. So I remember getting one that was from the Guide Dogs for the Blind, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was a golden lab, which that was my dog before I set eyes on a Samoyed. And I got this toy and it was so cute. But when you look at the dogs, they're not quite as cute as the toys. But I can honestly say with the Sammies, even looking at that one, the Sammies are actually cuter than the toys. They really are. But that is a really good one. How you can tell that is a really good one with the Sammy. The ears are up and they're the right size. It's got a lovely black nose. But you see around the feet have much shorter fur than the body does. Normally, when you get like a toy made like that, they don't bother with details like that. It's just there's fur all over it. But they've got that right, that the fur on the legs is shorter than the fur on the body. Oh, it's so cute. Right, I'm going to save that. Oh, as luck would have it, my birthday next month, isn't it, Mike?
Yes.
Mind you, if that came in the house, how long would I have it before it was stolen by the girl? Because, puppies. She might want to play with puppies again. Too cute. Just too cute. Going to spend a fortune here. No, I must look away. I must look away. Thank you for that, Renee. It's gorgeous. Tracy loves that kind of surprise. Well, Mad March had to do Mad May. And Mad May actually has 5 Sundays, which Mad March didn't. We stole one off April. We'll have to think of something that with a J, won't we, that'd work. Or an A. Oh, I've just thought of one. I'm amazing, if I say so myself, Mike. I'd have to check the calendar, but I've thought of something. Not a J. Okay, so Tony, the whole system is slow. Get the coloured donut all the time. Opening files or anything just takes ages. Well, there's a couple of apps like Tinkertool where you could manually clear caches and stuff like that. You could go into the Finder, go to your library folder and manually clear your caches. Make sure all of the apps are up to date. Make sure the system's up to date. Make sure you've rebooted, obviously. It's a bit of a tricky one to troubleshoot if it's like general. And even if, you know, because you're still in your guarantee period, even if you got in touch with Apple, they can remotely, I think, run some diagnostics on it because they can on your phone. So what they would probably do is run some diagnostics and tell you it was fine. I can't honestly see them telling you it's not fine because that's Apple. Mine is now 3 months old, three and a bit months old. It is getting a little bit slower than it was. But I put that down to the fact that, you know, you're running apps and then one crashes and then that writes a crash log and then you're installing stuff and then reinstalling stuff and you're changing things and that it just, it's like a natural progression that it will go slower. And obviously, as apps are coming out, eventually they're going to be more honed to an M1 Mac than an Intel Mac and we'll have all of those problems to deal with. But if it's not with a specific app or not with something specific, then try Tinkertool and the other one's called Cocktail, but I think that's paid for. What was the other one? Was there three?
I can't remember. Lola.
I thought there might be three, but maybe that's not going anymore. But Tinkertool's a good place to start. I don't think I even installed that yet. Let's have a look. Tinkertool download. Let's see if it's still free.
She's been too good for too long.
She has been too good for too long. Now she's nibbling and playing. Right, let's have a look. Yes, it's still free. So let me get a link there to download it. Download Tinkertool. Download button. Okay, there's the download for it. So I wouldn't particularly bother with a factory reset myself. You could do. I mean, if you wanted to start again, are you on Biggles or are you on Catalina? Because if it's a Biggles thing, I wouldn't be surprised. The one machine I put Biggles on, which was my MacBook Air, it's hideous. It's slower than it was, particularly when I'm starting it up. So when you first go into it, and you're expecting it to do things because obviously you've opened it up to do something specific. And one of the things I do is update it. So I go into the App Store and I have to reboot it before it will even see the App Store. So it could be a Catalina thing. Your paws don't need cleaning anymore. She's mad. She's mad. Hard for Tracy to catch up. She's been touring the amazing countryside. That's very true. That is very true. So Tony says he can open Outlook and send an email on the MacBook before the Mac has even opened Outlook. Check what's running on startup as well. You do that in your groups. So if you've got Alfred or the system thing and you just type groups, that'll still take you there, crying out loud. Yeah, users and groups. And in users and groups, it should default to your account. And it will default to change your password. But next to it, there's another tab and it says login items. And sometimes in there, it's trying to run something or more than one thing. Well, for a start, that you don't need. Some of the stuff I've got here, I mean, some stuff's obvious I do need it. Default folder, Alfred, the Carbon Copy Cloner User Agent, Default Curtain, the Keyboard Maestro Engine, Dropbox, Typinator, you name it. Okay, but even in mine here, I can see a bit of an issue. So this just happens. What I've got in there, for a start, there's the number that are running. So make sure that it's only running what you want it to run when it starts. The second thing is, you may find some that have on the right-hand side a little warning triangle. And the warning triangle is telling you that there's something wrong, that it it can't run it. Either it's not there, but it's going to go through a loop of continually trying to run it. So one of the ones on mine, which shouldn't have happened, you know, 3 months old, really. I've got one trying to run. Let's get Mike to test and see if he has as well. Alfred Groups.
Alfred Groups.
Look at his little face. Go to Alfred and type the word groups. Oh.
Users and groups.
Yes, go to that. Click on login items.
Yeah.
Have you got any with a disclaimer with a triangle next to them? Because I have, and if I have, so should you. Because I know you use this app. But the triangle is telling you there's a problem with it. So it's going to try and open it. Would it be Google Drive file stream?
It is.
Ah! And lower down in the list, towards the bottom, would we have a Google Drive?
Yeah.
Ah! I think you'll find they've renamed Google Drive file stream to Google Drive.
Right, so shall I remove?
Well, go and check first, but I think that's what's happened because there was talk of them doing just that. What they're doing is consolidating Google Drive, the two versions of Google Drive, into one version of Google Drive. And this is how it happens. This is how you end up with something on your system and you think it's slow. And what's happening is it's trying to find Google Drive file stream and run it. And it's not just going to try once. It's going to try and then keep trying until in the end it gives up. Now, if there's like 5 or 6 items in there like that, that will slow it down as well. I think I'm going to need to remove that because next to it says item and it's got a name. So Alfred 4, kind, application, and then there's a checkbox to hide it or not. So I've got one. You may have more than one and that could slow it down. Is anybody else getting where is Find a Sync extension? No, nope, I'm not seeing that one, Simon. I've probably seen many error messages in my time. I don't actually remember that one at all. When did it start? Are there any clues where it's coming from? Oh, there you go. It is the service that lets you set badges, labels and context menus. So let's have a look what he's got to say about it. So it can't find it for you. Oh, it could be a Finder extension from somewhere else, Simon. Dropbox has a Finder extension. So Finder Sync thing, Finder Sync extensions, it's Finder trying to sync the extensions, which could be from a third-party app that you've uninstalled. And it didn't uninstall it properly, so the system is still trying to look for it. Could well be that. I've not seen it. That doesn't mean it's rare. But if you have a look at that, that might give you an idea. Oh, good grief. We don't want a space at the beginning, do we? There we go. That sounds exactly what it's like, Simon. Right. Let me head off back up here. I'm in the middle of the chat here, crying out loud. Oh, we're back to glamping. Have we all recovered from Midsummer Murders yesterday? Poor Jonathan. I think he's too young for pictures like that, isn't he? Renee creates Wix websites with Safari. And Safari will block the MacBook as soon as you start Wix.com. Chrome works like a charm. Do you know, it's one thing and another, isn't it? Biggles on both. Well, we can rule that out then, can't we? Kim says, I'm no expert, as we all know. When I keep a lot of tabs open in Firefox, things run a lot slower. You can check if you look at Activity Monitor if something's causing a problem. So what you will see in Activity Monitor for Firefox is it will list not just the instance of Firefox that is running. It will actually list something called Firefox CP web content. And if you've got sort of, you know, 5-10 tabs open, each one of the tabs is using about 1% of your CPU. So if you've got 20 tabs open, you could be running like 20% of your system is just Firefox or any other browser, to be honest. Chrome's as bad. There was an extension. We all had a giggle about what it was called, the Great Suspender. But it's dead. I don't know what happened. I don't think it was the original developer, But malware got injected into it and Google nuked it. So you can't even run it if you've got it installed. It won't do that either. But that was quite handy. I think the only thing that you could do is be incredibly frugal with how many tabs you've got open. I remember when we first started surfing the net, an Internet Explorer was a single window and you could only open one tab at a time. In fact, there was no concept of tabs. You went from one site to another and that was it. But, you know, I'm 10 times as bad myself. I have browsers with like 70 tabs open when I'm working and then I have to go back and like, I'm going to have to close some of these. One way to make that easier without sticking the whole lot in bookmarks where you're never going to find them again is if you've got that extension that we talked about, which is copy tab info, what it will enable you to do is copy the link and the title of all of the open pages, and you can dump that in Craft or Notion. And you'll be able to see them and click them to open them, but then close them again because they are in like what I used to call a surfboard. It's a dashboard, basically, with your tabs in it. I've had to start doing that because it does make a difference. It does make a huge difference. So I would keep, and bear in mind as well, you know, when I'm working, I've got Chrome running, I've got Vivaldi running, I've got Canary running, so there's three browsers, Firefox, that's four, and Brave. So I've got five browsers running, doing five different jobs right now. I'm actually, it's supposed to be in a webinar, so I'm recording the webinar. So that's in one browser. And then I've got all the other ones open to do different jobs with. So try and keep the number of browsers that you've got open down and try and keep the number of tabs down. If you do look in your system activity monitor, you will see just how much that is taking from you in terms of system resources. And at a certain point, it will get to the point where it does slow down. Do the fans come on, Tony? That's another issue with the fans flying on. And the fans come on. I mean, at the moment, what I'm doing here, there are two things that are taking up a lot of system power. One is Audio Hijack, which obviously I'm broadcasting to you guys, so I would expect that. The other is the Camtasia recorder that I'm using to record the webinar that I should be listening to. And the next one is something called Windows Server. And that is probably because I have so many windows open that it's causing a problem. I've used one tab, Simon, I must admit. My concern with it is, and why I externalise it now, you can export all the stuff from one tab. It unfortunately doesn't synchronise the tabs between machines. That would be amazing. I'd love that. But yeah, one tab's great, particularly when your boss is coming past, you know, just right click one tab done. Oh yes, I'm looking at this spreadsheet. Renee's fans come on immediately after Wix is started, but only in Safari. Safari clearly does not like that app or service or whatever it is you're running. I usually find Safari quite good. So there must be something it doesn't like. I mean, it was a bit like in 2010 when the iPad was released and Steve Jobs hated Flash. I never had a problem with Flash. Honestly, it never crashed. It never slowed down until Steve Jobs decided he didn't like Flash anymore. And then it started to crash in Safari and go really slow. And I said to Mike, I never had these problems until Steve Jobs decided that he was going to kill Flash. It was his life's ambition to kill Flash. And then I started having problems. Your login items look fine. There's no errors on those at all. What you could do, give it a go, is you could create another user account, log into that one, and see how it is. If it's slow in that new user account with virtually no applications installed, then it could be a hardware issue. If it's fine in the new account, then it's a software issue. So at least at that point, you've halved the issues. You can get it down to the fact it's probably something in the account. You can't you create a new account and then port this one across. But to be honest, I never do that because I always assume it's going to put a port across the problem. And I don't particularly want that either. Anthony, I noticed that as well. It doesn't pester you to upgrade to Biggles like Catalina. Because I was expecting that when this machine arrived and Biggles had been out a month and it didn't have Biggles, I thought, well, you know, I might as well Biggles because I'm going to get mithered until I do. Not a word, not a peep. There's only like one badge, which is in the system settings. And it just says like one update. And when you go to it, it's the full Biggles update. But no, I've not had one message. So very interesting point that, absolutely. Right. The reading list is helpful in Safari. What I do with reading stuff is I actually send the link to things and I use things as my read it later. And that way it's on all platforms and I don't need to worry about it. Steve Jobs didn't like how bloaty and energy hungry Flash was. It was a bloaty kitchen sink rather than sleek. I think given what it did, I mean, I don't know whether Steve Jobs appreciated all that it did. I've no idea. But in terms of playing video and allowing access to videos based on passwords and stuff. Oh, look at this. Flash was a really good app. It was powerful. Without it, where would the internet be today, is what I would say. Because Flash was what enabled people to think, what, you can play video and audio? Oh, wow. Now, then, of course, we progressed and we now have HTML5 and all the other ways of doing it. But at the time, it was probably bloated because it was trying to do so much. But Steve Jobs just didn't like it, did he? Should we have a red one? We haven't had a red one today, have we? Oh, there's three red ones. So it should really be a brown one, Lola, but I'll let you have a red one. Just because. Right, where are you now?
She's here.
You're starving, aren't you? What have I got?
We've not fed you enough.
Clearly not. Right, paw. Good girl, paw. Is that the same foot?
No.
No, geez. I've got both feet. Good grief, woman. Nearly took my fingers off. She's starving. Why don't you feed her? Oh, my. Flash was also terrible for accessibility and Adobe weren't taking that seriously. The thing was, Adobe didn't make Flash. They bought it in. They got lumbered with it. Who made Flash originally?
Macromedia.
Before Macromedia. Somebody made it before Macromedia and Macromedia bought it. And then Adobe bought Macromedia, but they didn't actually buy Macromedia so they could have Flash. And by then, can you imagine what that code base was like? So it had had its day, shall we say. It had had its day, but my point was, I didn't see any issues with it at all until Steve Jobs decided he didn't like it. At that point, it was unusable in Safari. I can understand why he didn't put it on the phone.
Future Splash,
that was there. I can understand why he didn't put it on the phone, because he wanted it to be his playground. I get that. What I can't understand is people were like, oh, it's not got Flash. Well, build your site differently. I mean, we do now, don't we? When you're building something, it's like mobile first. Will it work on an iPad or an iPhone? Because if it won't, don't bother. So yes, it changed the world in the end. Right, let's get back up at the top. Right. Poor Renee, back pain bad. I wish I knew what that word meant. Good evening. I know who the Alphonse is. Good evening.
He's basically gone for a shower.
He's gone for a shower, but I don't know what that last word is, so I'm going to have to convert that. Friends! Yay! Friends! Oh, excellent. I do hope you're feeling better. Right. It was easy to develop stuff at the start. You remember writing a quiz program in it when you were at university. Flash had its uses. The problem was, just like everything else, people thought, oh, look, I've got a hammer. That's a nail. And only it wasn't. So they wanted to use Flash for things the Flash was not optimised for at all. Should never have been used. But that's what people are like. They probably are thinking, you know, I've invested the time and money in learning this platform and I'm going to make it work. And the rest of us are thinking, please don't. Do you remember that click to enter? The click to start or something? There was a phrase in Flash.
Skip intro.
Skip intro. And I did this session that was called Adobe Flash Beyond Skip Intro, because that was what people did with it. And does a site need an intro? No. No, it doesn't. But everybody was building one because they could. And why were they building them because they could? Because they'd say to the client, oh, you need one of these. That'll be another £500. Thank you very much. For the wrong reasons. They were using it for the wrong things, for the wrong reasons. If it had been kept for what it was good at, we wouldn't have been in that mess. But there you go. That's what people are like, isn't it? I mean, accessibility, that could have been addressed. That could have been dealt with. That was Adobe's choice not to deal with that. I don't think they knew what to do with it. I really don't. People seem to use it for things that could be done with plain HTML. Exactly, Anthony. It was like, oh, I want a button. Well, there's a button in HTML. No, it's got to be a flash button. Why? Because I want the text to flash red and green. No, please don't. But that was what people did. It was utterly ridiculous when you look back now. I mean, I think about when I built a site for Mayer, and it would have been 2001, White Samoyed. And I built this site, and I wanted this kind of fluid layout. And I remember like going around the net looking at what other people had done with their dog sites. Virtually every single one was Flash. You could do a lot with it in terms of you could make a template in Flash and then have it pull in information from a text file. And this text file would be in the format of site name, URL, picture location. And basically, you just had to fill in this text file and boom, you had a website. So it would have primary colour, secondary colour, accent colour. You just filled in this text file and you had a completely different website. And that's what web developers, massive air quotes, were doing with people. They were just, it was taking them 2 minutes, but the punter ended up with this site that had video and audio and all kinds of stuff. It didn't actually need touching. It wasn't done individually. I pretty much do that now with Ulysses. I in my browser the other day, I published this post and I went to the browser and I thought, oh, I'm not even logged in. And yet I could see it because I posted it with Ulysses. So, and I can repost stuff with Ulysses now. So I guess I'm doing pretty much the same, but via WordPress. He saw two competing technologies, Flash and HTML5. HTML5, more accessible, massively more energy efficient, and he tried to talk to Adobe. They blanked him. They did, but then, you know, of course they did, because that was one of their products. It was a platform, and it was serving them nicely. It was his insistence that got it even more of a bad name, because then everyone was like, oh, Steve Jobs doesn't like it, so I mustn't like it either. And that was the end of that. I don't think it could have been fixed. So there wasn't really much point in them talking to him. I really don't think it could be fixed. Yeah, there was the animations. I mean, really. Again, it was just used inappropriately. It was. Oh, Kiva's just grabbed the oven mitt off the counter and running around with it. It's time for a walk. Maybe that's what Lola's trying to tell you.
She's been for a walk.
I know she's been for a walk. She's been for two walks. Well, I don't think we've got an oven mitt, have we? Oh, we do. We have those rubber ones.
Yeah.
We have two rubber mitts for the kitchen. They look like puppets. You know, like you would put your fingers in and then like do the mouth of a puppet. But they're supposed to be heat resistant, aren't they, Mike?
Yeah.
We'll see how that happens, but Flash misuse was the International Glaucoma website with the heads that moved around at random while it played the operatic glaucoma anthem. You'd imagine people would pray for blindness after that. It was impossible to unsee. That's what I mean. It's just really badly designed stuff. If it had been kept for what it was good for, you know, games for kids and stuff like that, that kind of interactivity, it would have been fine. But it became tribal, and I don't like stuff when it becomes tribal. Adobe were never going to win that. They weren't. But I did feel, it felt a bit bullying to me. at the very beginning, when Flash was more viable than it became like 2 years down the line. I think Adobe's problem was they didn't think when they saw Steve Jobs in 2010 sat there with that iPad that it would make the impact it has. They had no idea, or they would have killed Flash themselves and built something immediately that would work well on the iPad, and they didn't. They thought at one point that they could fight him. That was never going to happen. That was never going to happen. Oh, I'm going to regret looking at this, aren't I, Simon? But I've got to see it. I've got to see it. Let's have a look. How bad was it? Oh, my. Right. Everything on this page makes me sick, from the colours to the animation to the him playing. Did anybody capture this as a video? The worst sights of 2014. I can't see the actual site. Let's have a look. No, I can't see the actual thing. Oh, hang on. Let me click there. Oh, it's gone. That's definitely gone. Oh, dear. It sounds bad, Simon. It does. Somebody should have captured that. Maybe the Wayback When machine has got a version of it. But you know what? No one will be able to see it anymore because we haven't got Flash installed. We definitely need a video of what it used to look like. Mike's trying to outwit Lola. There's a staring match going on. My money's on the dog. Ooh, Mike's got his stern face on, haven't you? What are you doing? Behave. Come on, behave. Right. Don't upset Daddy. Don't put him in a bad mood and then leave him with me. Oh, no, that's no good. It's long gone. Oh, that's sad. Somebody must have got a screen recording of it, surely. Surely they must. We'll have to look for it. So, Simon, there's your challenge for the week. There you go. How's Mrs. Simon and all the baby Simons, by the way? Everybody all recovered now? None of this long COVID malarkey? Boris yesterday. Oh, Boris is very excited, isn't he? In fact, there's a picture. Now, where did I put that? Oh, I think it was on my phone. There was a picture today, and I'm assuming that all our friends that are not in the UK have not seen this. And I looked at it and I thought, really, there are no words. This is the front of one of our papers today. And there's a lot of people saying, like, Boris is an idiot. And the thing is, they pick the most unflattering images you could imagine to put on the front cover. I can imagine years ago, that wouldn't have happened. There was a respect for politicians. Now it seems to be an all-out war to find the worst photo and put that on the front cover of the papers. And that was today's. So have a look at that. The look on his face. So much so, I'm thinking, I need to get Simon something for Christmas with that face on it. You know, like a tea towel or something. Or toilet rolls. Special Boris toilet rolls. Oh, I'm seeing a video. Right, I'm going to turn the sound off, but I am going to hit play. Oh, no. That is bad.
I've got a question about that.
What?
Why does it say like and dislike? Why doesn't it give thumbs up and thumbs down? Is it because it's that old?
This one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, good grief. The heads moving at the top are just like... just scary. You'd have thought, you know, international glaucoma societies would have thought about accessibility, wouldn't you? Those heads are just scary. Really bad. Why are they moving? What's the point? Oh, I wonder if we know who made that website. Oh, Simon, that was definitely worth seeing. 2006, apparently. Right, so that says like and dislike, and you're wondering why, Mike. Is that the question?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, there's a video from one of the people that I follow. Oh, you're right. The others just have numbers on. Maybe it's because, let's whip back and have a look.
Well, yours just have thumbs up and thumbs down.
It normally says zeros on it, doesn't it, when it hasn't got any. I don't know. No idea. We'll find out. I don't know. It could be because it's old. Can you find another video that's that old and see if it's different? I wouldn't have thought so. The wrapping around a video would get updated, surely. I honestly thought that would. The moving heads are stupid. The moving heads are scary. Right. Hang on. Can I have the muzzle and gloves because Flash? Right, Boris's oven gloves for Simon for Christmas. What do you reckon, folks? That picture is obviously the worst one he's ever taken. I mean, seriously. Oh, and we've also got the fact he's been having it away, or he was having it away, with another woman. This was before the one he's with now, but sadly at the same time as he was with the last wife. That actually looks like maybe she's closer to him in that picture than we can think. I'll just leave that thought there. Maybe that's what costs so much for that press room. Because if you think about it, he's stood in front of the plinth. We can't see what's going on under that plinth, but we can imagine by looking at his face, can't we? Do you see that, Mike?
No.
Look. How terrifying is that? That is almost as bad as the moving heads, but I think the moving heads win. What a photo of Boris. Oh my God, the eyes. That's the point. They're click, 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 click. That must have been the worst one they took. And that's the Times. We're not talking the Daily Mirror or the Star. Now, having said that, he was on the front of the Star. No, I haven't got a copy of the front of the Star. But the front of the Star had him dressed up as a clown, but then they always do. But it must be like, well, that one's appalling, isn't it? Let's use that one. Must be. There are no words. Hello, Sarah. Taught your first yoga class, chair yoga class. I was surprised it wasn't as easy as they thought it would be. I wouldn't be. It's probably horrifically difficult. There you go. New user account much faster. You're taking that means there's a software problem, probably something you've done. It could be something that's running in the background all the time. Something you've downloaded and installed and half of it's running. Go through your apps folder and make sure you've only got stuff in there that you're actually using. Then make sure that absolutely every app is up to date. Clear the caches with Tinker Tool and see how we go from there. There's user caches, app caches and... can't remember. I think that there were three types of caches, I'm sure. But just follow the instructions in Tinker Tool and it will clear your caches for you. And basically, it's like a restart. So see how it goes from there. But at least it's not hardware. If it was something like the fan was stuck and wouldn't go above a certain speed, so the machine is slowing down, then it would do that on both accounts. So it's an account thing by the look of it. Right. That website is as if someone has read the guidelines on producing accessible websites for the visually impaired and then done everything opposite. That is exactly what it looks like. And, you know, considering, I mean, if it was something like a pop group or something, then they might just have decided, well, you know, we want it to look like that. But you'd think, given what they were doing, that they would have, you know, at least half a nod to the fact that people could actually read it. I mean, the another thing with Flash that was the worst thing with Flash, it didn't SEO well because all of the text that you had in it. So if you were making a website, I remember one of the solicitors wanted a website and said he wanted it in Flash. And I'm like, you don't? Oh, I do. I'm thinking, no, you don't. Because all of the text that was in it, it wasn't searchable. So you'd have to put the text underneath anyway. So it was a really bad idea on so many different levels, but I'm glad I've seen it. You're welcome, Tony. You are very welcome. What's the new story of his new paramour? Yeah, I think that, well, it's a close run thing, Simon. I'll give you both that today. It's a new old story. When he was Mayor of London, he was married to a lady called Marina. Not that he ever let that stop him having any enjoyment, as it were, but he was actually married. And I think she was being treated for cancer, but don't quote me on that. I think she was ill as well. Anyway, this lady came over. I think she's American. Her name is Jane something, isn't it? It was all over the front of the papers the other day. So let's try and get the lady's name. Right. Boris. I actually only have to type two things. Jennifer Arcuri. Arcuri? This came out before he was Prime Minister and she wouldn't say a thing. So she would neither confirm nor deny that there was anything going on. Until this week, when she's decided, she is a US businesswoman and she was involved in trying to get, putting tenders in to Boris in his role as mayor and then getting business for her company. Anyway, it now turns out she had a 4-year affair with him. I can't believe she's only 35, because in those pictures, I thought she was about 55. But yes, she had a 4-year affair with him from 2012 to 2016. And the quote is, "He couldn't keep his hands off me." Which is not a sight I want to contemplate, to be honest. She said they had, and I quote, "a physical and intellectual attraction." And they shared a love of Shakespeare, and she codenamed him Alexander the Great. If you're wondering, Alexander is his first name. Boris is one of his many second names. Alexander the Great. So, an American honeypot. Oh, indeed. Indeed. She does look a lot younger in some of these pictures, to be honest. That one, you can't use an ad blocker, so that's no good. How about one from The Sun? There we go. Yes, that one from The Sun. You'll see a picture of her and a picture of them together. There we go. So enjoy that. So that story's just come out. Do you know what? Nobody has said a word about it. It's just like, yeah, it's Boris, whatever. Apparently, they first partook of each other, as it were, hours before he sat between his wife and Princess Anne at the opening of the 2012 London Paralympics. I'm presuming they're not including the wife and Princess Anne in the long list of women. No, don't go there. Don't go there. Princess Anne is far too much of a lady. A poor woman sat next to Boris. His hair's shorter there, though, isn't it? Mm. Oh, that was clearly when he could go out and get a haircut. But she says Boris wasn't afraid to kiss her in public. But that's Boris. Boris would kiss Simon if he was there, wouldn't he, Simon? Don't know whether Simon would let him get that close. Not sure. Oh, dear me. Is Princess Anne still alive? Oh, she is. She's one of the hardest working royals, Simon. I think she does the most visits, or whatever you call it, events, in a year. Something like 700 and odd. She is a very hard working lady. Oh, dear, what happened to the woman that he has the new kids with? I don't think he was with her at the time. He was married. He was married to this lady called Marina at the time. So he must have dumped this blonde one. This, what's her name again? Jennifer. Jennifer. No, oh, Jenny from the block. Yeah, been round the block just a few times. I mean, to be honest, you know this thing of like innate sexism where it's a notch on his bedpost, but she's a tart. No, Boris is a tart. Come on. Boris has had more women than you could shake a stick at. So he dumped this one, and then he got going out with the one that he's engaged to now, and then he divorced the wife. Notice the order of that.
What's
there you
she
go.
Called?
Oh, the one that he's with now?
Yeah.
Carrie. Carrie Simmons. I'm liking that. All we need to do to get out of this mess is get Boris in close proximity to Simon. Because Simon says if Boris kissed him, it'd be his last earthly deed. Well, that's fine. When can I drop him off, Simon? Oh, it's got to be done. I mean, he's such an embarrassment. And yet, it shows you where our morals are, doesn't it? That no one's turned a hair with this. He's like, yeah, and? Yeah, well, we pretty much knew that. It's not news, this. We know that. Really, really. Oh, that's all I can say. It's really hard to keep up with Boris's women. Tell me about it. If anything needed an ocean table, it's Boris's women. All of them. And do you know what's more difficult to keep up with? If you imagine how many women Boris has shared favours with, keeping track of his kids is even trickier. Even he can't do that. Can Renee says, can I say I find Boris somewhat weird? Absolutely you can, Renee. He is somewhat weird. He's very much an old Etonian. They are brought up to have no shame whatsoever. What gets me with him is when he's bumbling. Someone asks a perfectly simple question. It'll be, and you're like, I can't make out the answer from the bumble. But there you go. So, yes, that's all over our papers at the moment. So not bothering looking at them. What's the point? What's the point? In fact, Kim's just said new kids. He's got one with the last one, but I'm thinking she's young enough, you know. I wonder if there'll be any more baby Borises. Something for Simon to contemplate tonight. Boris procreating yet again. He's run out. He can't keep up already. He's lost count. So a few more won't make any difference, will they? Okay, well, that's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed it. We have too much fun here. We do. We have far too much fun. That website's got to be winner of the day. It really has. The moving heads were just from another planet. Loved it. So thank you all for being with us. We will be back with you tomorrow when it's Wednesday. I've lost track because, you know, holiday. I've lost track. With news of our weather, which is possibly a plague of frogs tomorrow. About the only thing we've not had today. So possibly we'll have that tomorrow. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.